Hello, and welcome to the Television Spotlight on the Comic Book Page podcast. My name is John Mayo. In this episode, we'll be having a spoiler-filled discussion about a television show that we think you'll enjoy. In this episode, I'm joined by my sister Kate, and we're going to have a spoiler-filled discussion on the fifth season of Bull. Now, this was an interesting season. It was 16 episodes?
Yes.
And it ended a week or two back?
Yeah.
So I hadn't realized at first it ended. I thought it was just kind of pausing. We'd get more, but it's over, so we'll record on it. And this one started... This is the show we watched that most acknowledged the pandemic.
I would agree with that.
Because they had to deal with, you know, courtrooms, do some of this on Zoom, the masks. They were, I think, one of, I don't say the earlier shows to kind of come back, but they very much acknowledged at the end of the first episode that they had to figure out how to do this during a pandemic.
Yeah, the first episode to me, well, I watched it with our mom before you watched it, and our poor mom was watching it going, what on earth is this? If this is what the season is like, I'm tuning out.
Well, they did the song and dance number and stuff like that.
Well, pretty much the whole episode until the last maybe 3 minutes was a nightmare sequence.
It was dream sequence, nightmare sequence. And then the last few minutes was the cast kind of acknowledging also through a song and dance, we've changed up how we're doing the makeup, here's how we're having to do order. And
I was going to say, they broke that fourth wall.
They shattered it, and intentionally so, with a, we're happy to be back, thank you, you know, for being back kind of a thing.
Yeah, definitely, but showing, you know, plexiglass had to be put in places where it wasn't before,
well,
and...
acknowledging the behind-the-scenes people who've had to really change up how everything's working to make filming the show possible.
I mean, when you consider, like, there was a show in Germany that tried to pick back up filming, it was, I want to say, just 3 or 4 weeks into the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you know, everybody was just crazy about where these precautions going to look like and stuff.
Yeah.
At that point, what actors were having to do was do makeup by Zoom.
Mm.
So they would have a tablet open with Zoom where they're sitting at the makeup counter and their makeup artist is elsewhere on Zoom saying, now this is the type of brush, and they're holding up a brush that I want you to use. And they've got a duplicate of the makeup, and they're saying, now this is the pot of lip gloss I want you to grab. And having to walk them through doing their own makeup.
That's insane. Because you've got to have a makeup artist that's not only really good at their job, but is essentially an expert instructor at it.
Yeah.
Even if you have that, expecting the talent to be able to do all of that.
Expecting the talent to be your hands as if they're a painter.
Yeah. And that's, yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, that was one of the very first, because you can't have, at that point it was literally you can't have two people in the room together, you know, things. And then they had 6-foot pool noodles on the ground.
Mm.
On the set, and it was basically, we shall see no feet for the first few weeks of filming, and you will stay in your circle that has 6-foot pool noodles in each direction where someone else will be, and they will be no closer than the end of the pool noodle.
I don't think they had to go to those extremes on Bull, but they definitely had to rethink how they were doing things. I think we saw a lot more single shots.
A lot more single shots, and yet the shots I thought they did beautifully were when, for instance, Benny or Chunk were questioning a witness. And I say that because you've now got the plexiglass.
Those were ones
in front of the witness
where you had a reflective two shot.
Uh-huh.
And the detail they did on that, and I don't recall ever seeing a cameraman kind of caught in a reflection or something like that. There have been a couple of shows I've watched where when I go to the IMDb trivia page afterwards, and this is like on, you know, like a Power Ranger sort of a thing where you've got reflective helmets.
Yeah.
Well, on so-and-so's helmet, you can see this, or on the side of the car, this guy was caught in the reflections. That's easy to miss.
Yeah.
But here, where they were intentionally getting the lawyer's reflection on the plexiglass in front of the witness.
Yeah. And those are takes that previously that actor wouldn't have had to be there for.
It is conceivable they had shot the two separately and digitally imposed.
It is.
Either way, it worked.
They did a really good job.
Well, and just having to figure out, okay, here's all the plexiglass we're going to need where for these things, and who has masks on when, and...
The masks on when intrigued me.
Yeah, there were a couple of times where they all got them on as they're sitting around strategizing, and other times where they don't.
Who had to wear the mask when they were in the car, for instance? Because they never seemed to count the driver as a person.
Yeah.
And by the end of the season, you could have three people in the car plus the driver and no masks. But early in the season, if a third person got in the car, the masks were on.
Hmm.
Things like that.
I could see where Bull and Benny would be comfortable without the masks. Because Benny's the brother-in-law, you know, that kind of a thing. But I did think the song and dance numbers in the first episode were well done, but really odd.
The whole first episode, at each commercial, I was telling Mom, let's just stick with it, see where they're going, give it a chance. Because I can't imagine a whole season this way.
No. And there have been other shows that have done the musical episode.
Well, true, but it was so bizarre. Mom thought they'd jump the shark.
And there's the risk of that. I'm trying to think, what was the first one that really in the modern era kind of popularized the concept? I don't know if it was Buffy or not.
Mm.
Buffy did it really well.
Yeah.
They were able to carry the songs well. They were good songs. They fit the story. The episode moved the plot forward.
Yeah.
I recently watched one on Lucifer, and some of the numbers were well done. Some of them were okay. I mean, none of them were bad, but they didn't work it into the show as well as they could have. It felt forced, but they kind of worked that part in too. And it didn't have, I don't know, the catchy tunes, or they were doing songs versus a musical.
Yes.
Here, it felt like they were doing, some were songs, some was more of a musical. You've got, you know, like Christopher Jackson and stuff, you've got some really great talent.
Yeah.
But Bull is not the type I expect to be singing and dancing, and to find out it's a fever dream there at the end, it's like, okay.
Yeah. Well, but, I mean, in some respects, when you got to the end of the episode, you're like, yeah, I bet the pandemic really was somebody's worst nightmare for people in a variety of professions.
Yeah.
I mean, when I started hearing that some courthouses basically set up the equivalent of an old-style phone booth, if you will, but a private little Zoom booth for people who didn't have access to the internet and the technology to Zoom into a court hearing.
Yeah, for some of us who are on Zoom, or its equivalent, for meetings every day or whatever, it's one thing. For other people, their life isn't as tech-centric.
Yeah.
So it is a bigger deal.
Yeah.
Or they don't have the bandwidth, or they don't have a quiet place they could do it from, or whatever. So most of the shows I watch don't take place in the quote-unquote modern time or whatever. I mean, they do, but not real-worldish like show like Bull is trying to be.
Yeah. Are they in the truly here and the truly now?
And yeah.
I mean, I watched one show that basically decided to fast forward to when it started airing and kind of skip the worst of the pandemic, and then do an episode of, oh, by the way, 6 months ago during the worst of the pandemic, and kind of do one episode with masks to acknowledge it. Well, it was
kind of what they did on MacGyver.
This was one of the NCIS shows.
Yeah. There are a couple of shows where it makes sense to address it. There's others, like the Arrowverse stuff, where they just, didn't happen on this world.
Yeah.
So with Bull, I think ignoring it would have been a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how in reruns it may seem a little odd.
Well, but the interesting thing for Bull, because this is such a show about the jury, and yet because of the pandemic, you were told, get as small a cast as possible.
I thought they incorporated that concept, though, into the show really well, of it kind of driving Bull nuts and having to struggle with the, if I can't see the jury, if I can't have a mirror jury, if I can't see their full face, if I can't do this.
But what they took out was voir dire.
Not entirely, predominantly, but the voir dire process was definitely minimized. I guess not only did they deal with the limited cast by doing those things, they took the concept of how this is changing society and put that into the story.
Yeah.
You know, because there were comments of, well, normally we'd use this place to test the trial and all that stuff, have a, you know, a mock jury and see how our arguments go and stuff like that. Well, we're not doing that in the pandemic.
Yeah.
So it's kind of how the tool set they've got has been reduced.
Yes.
And it's funny because it never totally felt like they were on a skeleton staff at TAC, the Trial Analysts or whatever corporation.
Trial Analytics Corporation. But it also felt like Danny, Quinn, Chunk, and to a degree Marissa didn't show up for as many days of work.
They were certainly not in as many episodes, but it felt like whenever we would cut to Marissa back at the office, it was as active as normal. Maybe she had the mask, maybe she didn't. So it didn't seem like he had drastically reduced the staff, although there were major concerns about keeping the place afloat.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt they balanced that decently. Chunk definitely was more the lawyer this season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think will be the lawyer next season.
Yeah.
And it felt less like an ensemble show this season, I think out of necessity,
mm-hmm.
to reduce people's hours, to reduce exposure, to simplify the process, etc. Because there were a couple of times Taylor or Marissa or Danny would be in a scene or two, and that's about it.
Yeah.
And I get it. And I don't fault them for that, but it does change the feel of the show.
Was I recall Bull Films in New York.
Yeah, and I'm sure that had to be a limiting factor in many respects.
Yeah.
Because that, again, that was one of the cities that was really hard hit at times.
New York went under tighter lockdowns, and really Los Angeles was where I was seeing the articles for all the moves they were making to reopen filming. I wasn't seeing articles like that for anywhere else.
No, I think that was not a primary concern for New York.
Yeah.
I get that. I think as far as the season went, when we got the two-parter that was kind of the origin of TAC and stuff like that, I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they told some good stories this season. The whole, is Benny going to become the DA and stuff, I thought was an interesting arc. I didn't totally love the way that panned out at the end. And it's funny because I enjoy the show, but I like a good lawyer type show. I've seen a few like Franklin and Bash where it's just so over the top that it's hilarious, and others where they just really put together a convincing case and let's get the narrative going or whatnot. There's been so many spins on the legal drama.
Yeah.
That at times this is going down that path, at other times it feels like it's just another legal show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think getting rid of the voir dire and a few of those things and some of the limitations they were under the season underscored that a little more than usual.
Yeah.
You know, I felt it was a good season, but again, it felt like, oh wait, that was the end?
I was really surprised that was where the season ended.
Yeah, it didn't feel like a season ender.
I think that was driven by things going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, the actor playing Benny is not going to be back next season, which is a shame. I think he does a great job.
Yeah.
But I think how they choose to write that character out is going to be interesting.
Yes.
We've seen them write another character out in the past, and that character apparently went to rent a car on a weekend retreat, was killed in a freak bridge accident, and never seen again.
And nobody noticed for days and days.
Yeah, nobody noticed for days and days. So how they write Benny out is going to be interesting, particularly since a season or two back, they did a flash forward like 25 years, and he's still around.
Yeah.
So you can't really kill him off.
Yeah.
And he's the brother-in-law. Finding a narratively palatable way to get the character out, particularly given the path they just went down.
Yeah.
So I thought they had an exit strategy there they could have used, but your point was, well, they would have still had to deal with him next season, and I agree. So I don't know. He's got to move out of state for some reason.
Yeah.
That just seems like where they got to go. It's good for Christopher Jackson, because presumably he'll become the main lawyer. Flip side, they can bring another lawyer in next season. I don't think that's the move they should make.
Mm-mm.
But I don't know.
Trying to think where the Chunk character is at in law school.
Gotten far enough he can practice law, but needed to have another lawyer with him.
Yeah.
And they didn't really address where he was at in his schooling this season.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It felt like he was kind of done, but not totally.
Yeah, I don't think he's graduated, but should be close.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
And it's funny, because typically in the early seasons, they were helping other lawyers.
Yeah.
It then just got to where it was easier just to have Benny try all the cases.
Yeah.
So that's where the show went from a trial consultancy to just another law firm at some point, sort of.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, one of Bull's jokes was kind of, Benny always takes my advice.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his frustrations with other lawyers was, they don't always take my advice.
Yeah. And they played some of that with Chunk, too.
Yeah.
And Chunk learned.
Yes.
So it'd be fun if next season they have a couple of different lawyers in of different types. I think one of the opportunities they've missed on the show so far would be to have, as somebody's coming into Bull's office to talk to him, he's wrapping up with somebody else as, well, here's what to do on this other case.
Mm-hmm.
And make it seem like they really are fielding a lot of cases at once, and he's consulting on a lot and focusing on one.
Yeah.
And I think that would have, if they had done that, they really could have played up, he's also maybe getting a little bored during the pandemic because there's not the business there was.
Yeah.
So they're doing a good job. I think, again, they leaned into the ramifications of the pandemic well. Mm-hmm. They didn't overplay it. They didn't underplay it. And I'm curious if that's just kind of gone by next season.
That will be interesting.
Or if we get round two, if here are all the cases that stemmed out of the pandemic. You know, somebody's got an eviction problem now, you know, that comes due or something.
Yeah. Well, I almost want to see a case that's a, this was supposed to be temporary because of the pandemic.
Mm, yeah, yeah. I would be surprised, given how many ripped from the headlines sort of things they've done, if we don't have a number of stories next season that are the ramifications of the pandemic in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
You know, somebody lost everything and they're trying to do this, or, you know, they're getting thrown out because of this, or evicted, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
The other thing they could have done this season and didn't was expand their practice via Zoom to other locales.
Mm.
And that was a missed opportunity.
We didn't have a court case on Zoom other than the nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I did actually just find hilarious and loved this season was when we couldn't get anybody to testify as a witness of, yes, I hired this person. Yes, they did it. Because it was basically because...
Oh, yeah. The hostile witness approach.
Yeah. Because they did what I needed, I now have to go into hiding. So instead, they got the person who was really pissed.
The one chasing the person in hiding.
Yes.
Yeah, that one was well done. That I thought had a good flair.
Yeah.
Here's somebody whose job is to steal children for the right reasons. Get them back to the parent who has custody. And the way that all played out, I thought that one was one of their better episodes.
Yeah.
It was clever, it was different, and not kind of insane the way some other shows might have done it.
Yeah. Well, and using hatred of your client as proof he's good at his job.
Yeah, because this guy was basically being accused of being a fraud. He was just going on a vacation. So when you get the father that this guy had stolen the kids back to the mother who had legal custody, you know, complaining, this guy stole my kids, he did this, he did that, basically proving the point.
Yeah.
Because the guy wasn't going to let any of his clients do that, because he tells them, you're pretty much on the run at this point.
Yeah. If your ex has stolen your kids once,
he'll do it again, so.
Yeah. And flee. Fled across international borders with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was interesting. And the deep fake aspect that, with the footage and stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
I was a little disappointed in the episode with Chunk's daughter, in part because the daughter's boyfriend and that whole stuff, it's kind of like a one and done.
It was a one and done. The guy was a little too good to be true, and I don't know if that's going to play into something later. They're doing a slow play on the side stories about the characters.
Yeah. Well, and I guess that's where I felt let down, because it was only 17 episodes instead of 20 or 22, we kind of started something with Quinn's family. You know, is her
Yeah, with
ex...
the ex's new girlfriend. Does Quinn, you know, does she like him or not, or like her, the girlfriend or not, and trust her or whatever?
Well, and is the ex basically going to take advantage of the new girlfriend and then dump her?
Yeah.
So, kind of a, whose side are you on in that relationship?
Has Taylor become friends with somebody out of necessity versus any other reason?
Yeah.
Yeah, they started that and never got payoff. But yeah. I think the shorter season didn't help them on that.
Yeah.
But I think they've also had some stuff over past seasons where they will branch out just enough to establish they do have a life outside of the office. We get a sense of it, but that's about it.
Well, Marissa, about once a season, we see what's up with her and her husband, ex-husband, husband, ex-husband.
Yeah, yeah.
Which we had a little more of this season.
Again, with Chunk, it's all about the daughter.
Yeah.
With Danny, is she dating somebody? Is she not? Somebody she knew before, needs help, something of that sort.
Yeah.
But enough to have 4 or 5 episodes a season to have a case come in through a different direction, or a subplot to explore, just to cut away to something else. But not enough that they're the focus of the show.
Yeah.
And not so much that if we don't see much of Danny in a couple of episodes, it's really noticeable.
But we saw a lot of Izzy this season.
Ton of Izzy. We saw more of Bull's home life this season than probably the rest of the series so far.
Yeah.
And again, pandemic, a little more home time, it makes sense.
Yeah.
New kid, that kind of thing too. So I felt that makes sense, but I also felt they kind of waffled on the stability of their relationship a bit much.
Yeah.
And that was a little frustrating. And where does Izzy go, depending on Benny and stuff, next season?
Well, didn't we end with a wedding? The judge in the kitchen?
Yeah, we did. You're right. It was the tail end. They were going to break up, but then, what are you doing here, Judge? I don't know, but I was told I needed to go officiate something here. Yeah. Which actually was hilarious.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Well, and that was the episode full of $1 retainers.
Yes. That was, yeah. They did some interesting stuff on the early days of TAC between that, in terms of some backstory with Benny and Bull, and then the other case of the two-parter of the father that, you know, Bull couldn't help initially.
Yeah. Well, and that two-parter was really good.
Yes.
In a lot of ways.
And a little over the top in some of the events that happen, of what are the odds.
Yeah, but one of the things I loved was Bull isn't only out to help his client.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gets the widow of the victim to come in to testify at the parole hearing,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of the proof that he does want things to work out for the best for everyone.
Yeah, if he sees an injustice, he does try to right it when he can, and he does try to help people.
Yeah.
He's not a serial do-gooder like some other characters on TV have been.
No, but he's not so focused on his own client that he doesn't care who gets screwed in the process either.
Right. It's not all about the money in the case. It's there is an aspect of doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a line in another show we had watched where one lawyer was talking to another junior member who was going to be speaking in front of a city council or whatever on, you know, an ordinance or whatever. She's like, okay, let me hear your thing. I'm bored already. Okay, now for your next thing, I want you to argue the other side of the case. Well, why? So you know what to expect, you know, think about it. And she finds out later he did it, and the thing he was originally for was shot down. He's like, that's great, because I argued let's shoot it down. And I'm like, why? Well, better argument. Oh, you're an opportunist. You'll do well as a lawyer.
Yeah.
You know, and it was kind of a funny line. And that's not the show that Bull is.
Yeah.
Benny has a very strong moral center.
Mm-hmm.
Chunk definitely does, although a little looser.
Yeah.
And even Benny will put his aside at times if he has to. But there have been a couple of times where there are certain lines Benny will not cross.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a few he may lean a little further over for Bull than he would have otherwise. But, and I appreciate it's not just the letter of the law and who can finagle the system.
Yeah.
But again, trying to get justice for the right people.
Well, they've put together good, solid characters.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's a good ensemble.
Yeah.
I just didn't feel that they were, you know, ensembled enough this season to play off each other as well as they could have, out of necessity of shooting and pandemic. And
yeah.
And I didn't feel like it was blatant, we've just got two people to scene and that's it. But I could definitely tell where they could have otherwise shot things in a more continuous group shot.
Well, there were times where I'm like, wait, shouldn't we be looking into that character's background? Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. We can't have that actress in for a little while. COVID. You know, so there were times when it kind of felt like the script was taking the path it was taking because we were having to use certain characters or...
I think they were definitely tweaking the scripts based on shooting reality.
Yeah.
And I don't have a problem with that because it never felt like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
You know, there were a few where, okay, we're just going to see Taylor the scene, or we're just going to see Danny, or just the two. Maybe normally we would have had, you know, Benny wander by, hey, how's it going, or whatever. Oh, we're not going to have that.
Yeah.
And there were once or twice of, wait, they're suddenly in the break room getting coffee or something. When did that happen? But it did for whatever reason. So I felt while there were some things that if you look for, you could tell that they changed stuff up based on having to navigate shooting in a pandemic, I didn't feel that it took away from the show.
Yeah.
Or it was unbelievably obvious. And I felt they acknowledged the pandemic and leveraged it in some interesting ways.
Yes.
And to the benefit of the show. So I'm continuing to enjoy it. The shorter season took me a little by surprise.
Yeah, me too.
Disappointed by the actor playing Benny leaving the show, and curious how that's going to change the dynamic of the show. I heard they may be introducing a new character. I'm just not sure.
Interesting.
Or I may have heard that on a different show. It's so many to keep track of.
Well, they've been setting Chunk up to be the lawyer.
Yeah, I just don't know that they've gotten far enough down. And they could say that whatever he had left to do, he takes care of between seasons.
Yeah.
So if they want to have him be the main lawyer, they certainly can.
Yeah.
But they're going from a highly experienced one to a rookie.
Yeah. And going back to, they may go back to what they did first season mm-hmm. for a little while of helping other lawyers.
If they do that, I hope they have Chunk aware that that's happening and how come I'm not getting the chance? Oh, I should learn from these people or...
Well, it's almost a, hey, Chunk, why don't you make a list of people you've always wanted a second chair for?
Here are the things we think you could grow in.
Mm-hmm.
We're working with this lawyer. He's really good at this. Let's see what we can learn on this.
Yeah.
Let's use this as a mentorship of sorts as well as a, yeah.
Yeah.
And do it in a way that the other lawyer doesn't realize that.
Yes. That'd be very bold.
Yes. So, or calling in markers of, we need somebody to supervise or second chair this case with Chunk or what have you.
Yeah.
There's a lot they could do. So I am looking forward to another season. I hope that the COVID aspect of it is not masks and plexiglass and all of that. If they need it, they need it.
Yeah.
But I'd rather see what stories they could do on the fallout of
mm-hmm.
be it a wrongful death or, you know, an eviction or all of the long-term consequences that the pandemic's having on society and what stories they can get out of that.
I'd like to see at least one health insurance, long COVID type case.
Yes, I'd like to see that. I'd also, I think another one they need to do, which would be very interesting, is somebody getting forced to go back into the office even though remote work proved out.
Yeah.
You know?
The other thing that I think there can be some humor with is Bull has clearly gotten comfortable talking in the mask.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's not like the judge can see his lips moving. He can talk to Marissa as long as he's quiet.
Oh, that's funny.
But now the judge will be able to see his lips moving again.
If he chooses to keep the mask just out of...
Yes!
That would be hilarious. Yeah. Well, and do some judges want the plexiglass and the masks longer than others? Do they not? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think there's plenty they can do, and they do enough for it from the headlines and stuff. I expect to see some of those sorts of things.
Yeah.
But I hope that they've got good arcs for the characters kind of figured out next season when they could do a little bit more, and particularly with Chunk, because I think that's going to be a focal character next season.
Yeah.
And Bull for, you know, Benny not being there. How does he adapt?
It's almost a nervous breakdown waiting to happen.
Yeah, definitely. They can't just ignore the character of Benny leaving.
Yeah.
He's too central to the show and to the relationship with Bull and stuff like that, that it would ring false if they do that.
Yeah.
So I think they've kind of got their work cut out for them, but I think they're up to the task. They've got a good writing group.
Yeah, they do.
So, and I think the show adapted really well to the pandemic, and I did appreciate at the end of that first episode the acknowledgement they made to all of the different departments and,
yeah,
you know, kind of walking through each of the departments and here's what they're having to do and not making a big deal of it, but a tip of the hat to them.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and then showing kind of and here's how we're now socially distancing in mm-hmm. that final shot of that one. Yeah, they did a good job.
Yeah, that was one where breaking the fourth wall, They did it in a way that didn't break the episode, and it was a nice kind of end piece to that episode of, we're back. It's different, but we're back.
Yeah.
So, it was good. Anything else?
I think that does it.
Cool.
The show notes and form for this podcast can be found at www.comicbookpage.com under the podcast and forum sections of the website. Please email us at theguys@comicbookpage.com and let us know what you think of what was discussed in this episode. Thanks for listening.